You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. Good morning. I'm Michael Linville. This week, I'm spending some time visiting with the active candidates seeking the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Representative Jackie Walorski for Indiana's 2nd District seat in the U.S. House in November's general election. With the primary elections just 3 weeks away, this morning I'm pleased to be joined by Yatish Joshi. Mr. Joshi is 67 years old. He grew up in Bombay, India. He came to America in 1976 to pursue graduate studies in polymer science at the University of Akron in Ohio. Mr. Joshi moved to South Bend in 1981, and in 1988 he founded GTA Containers, which makes large-scale water containers for the military. He's also the owner of Dearborn Crane, a Mishawaka-based custom crane manufacturer and distributor. Mr. Joshi, thank you for your time this morning.
Yes, good morning, and thank you.
Yes, I spoke with Mel Hall yesterday. I'll be speaking with Pat Hackett tomorrow. And what I'm trying to do is highlight for folks where the three candidates tend to differ on some of the issues. You tend to agree on some issues. You're all three opposed to the Republican passed tax bill from December of last year. You all think that the tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum are a bad idea. So what I'm going to try to do is highlight some areas where you differ, okay?
Okay.
And one of those areas is the minimum wage. During a recent debate, Mr. Hall said that he thought the minimum wage should be raised by 15 to 20%. Ms. Hackett said she thought folks working 40 hours at minimum wage should be able to support a family. And you said that you thought the minimum wage should be raised to $15 an hour. Then you made an allusion to $23 an hour, which I didn't quite catch. And the South Bend Tribune later reported that you were calling for a $23 an hour minimum wage. Which is it, $15 or $23 that you're calling for?
My proposal says minimum wage should be $15 an hour.
Okay.
And I was implying that if you use an inflation index, then that should be actually $23 an hour job. But right now, we are not applying any inflation index to our minimum wage for last decades or two decades. So I'm proposing the minimum wage should be $15 an hour.
Okay. And do you currently pay your employees at your two places of business $15 an hour?
That's correct. Dearborn Crane and Engineering is a union shop.
Okay.
And we pay our union shop a prevailing wage. We pay union wages about $25, $27, $30 an hour.
Okay, very well. There was also some difference between the candidates on gun control legislation, or I believe there's some difference between the candidates on gun control legislation. All of you said you'd favor some gun control legislation, and speaking with Mr. Hall yesterday, he said he'd like to ban bump stocks. We need to increase background checks and extend wait times. And he'd like to reduce the size of magazines. Would you be in favor of those proposals?
I think more than that. I think those are the basic proposals, yes. But what I'm proposing is we should ban assault weapon, high-velocity assault weapon permanently, like we had a ban from 1994 to 2004. And during those 10 years, it was banned. We had no mass shooting, as far as I know. And since the 2004 Congress allowed to sunset, and assault weapon became a weapon of choice to kill maximum number of people in shortest period of time. So I'm proposing to ban assault weapon completely and permanently.
Okay, very well. The candidates also disagree on health care. Mr. Hall is suggesting that we can fix Obamacare. Both you and Ms. Hackett are suggesting that we need Medicare for All. How would you go about financing Medicare for All?
Okay, Medicare for All is so important. You can finance him. I can give one example. U.S. government or Congress does not allow agency to negotiate the drug prices. For example, our prescription drug price is about 30 to 60% higher than Canada or 33 developed countries like in Europe. If we just able to negotiate the drug price, prescription drug price, and reduce by 15% only, we can save $600 billion. So if you just open up the negotiation across the board as a Medicare for All, then we can save trillions of dollars in drug prices. So that means we can lower the cost of health insurance for every single American, plus money left over to pay for better educations, better jobs. So there are so many ways that we can able to reduce our medical health care cost significantly. And that is the way we can afford it.
Very well. During the recent debate, you and the other candidates were asked if you supported President Trump's plan to change immigration to a merit-based system. And you all said no, you were not in favor of that. And you all said you favored a clean deal on the Dreamers or the DACA recipients. You have a unique perspective on this as an immigrant to the United States. Could you tell me what you think a good immigration reform plan would look like?
I think good immigration reform plan looks like that we welcome our immigrant. The DACA students, they should be part of citizenship now. Since we believe American families as a family value, we should provide legalization to their parents so they stay as a family in our country. They bring the diversity. They bring economy powerhouse. They work so hard. They pay the taxes. Our policies should be such to build community up.
Very well.
Foreign policies should be sound, so help immigrants, so we all benefit.
Okay, very well. President Trump carried the 2nd District by 23 points in 2016 while espousing some extremely negative views on immigrants, including saying Mexico is sending people that have lots of problems that are bringing drugs and crime to the U.S. And he's since made disparaging comments about immigrants from African countries as well. And I wonder if you feel that maybe because you're an immigrant, you've got a higher bar to clear with 2nd District voters.
I think what Trump said and what he says is total lies. There are not any, most of the people coming to United States are not criminals. In any society, including American white society, there are lots of criminals. Look at who did the mass shooting. It's a white. Who was the terrorist in Oklahoma? It was white. So every society has some bad people. That doesn't mean everybody has bad. Putting one broad strokes on immigrants is the wrong thing.
I know, but I'm asking if you think that because you're an immigrant that you have a higher bar to clear with 2nd District voters.
No, I don't think so. My travel throughout the 2nd District for the last several months, I was pleasantly surprised the people are progressive. They want to work together. They want to make our community better. They know what I did for my community. They know as an immigrant, we work so hard, and they appreciate that. They really all want the same thing, better wages, better health insurance, better education for everybody.
Very well. I don't have a lot of time left, but I would like to ask you one more question. Could you tell me why you're running as a Democrat and why you think you're the best candidate to defeat Jackie Walorski come November?
Okay, I'm the best candidate because my tax proposal, what I'm proposing is that instead of providing the welfare to large corporations, tie their tax cut to wages and benefit of employees. Absolutely unique ideas to bring everybody up together. So better the wages, better the benefit for employees, better the tax cut for the corporations. Number two, I'm only candidate willing to decriminalize marijuana. That is going to reduce our opioid crisis significantly. Because of marijuana, 80% of prison people in the prison because of the marijuana, the drug possession. We're spending $80 billion. We can close, say, almost $60 billion by decriminalizing marijuana, and people can grow their own marijuana, create the revenue for the state, and they can have to reduce their pain. So that's a significant difference between me and my other two opponents. And I also believe expunging the records for the felons. So help them to integrate our society.
Very well. Well, Mr. Joshi, I want to thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a great day.
Good day to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Yatish Joshi, one of the three active Democratic candidates hoping to compete against Republican incumbent Jackie Walorski for Indiana's 2nd District seat in the U.S. House come November's general election. Yesterday, we spoke with Mel Hall. Tomorrow, a conversation with Pat Hackett. This is 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.